4 years after the wars of Yugoslav succession ended, Serbia continues to host the largest number of refugees in all of Europe. Statistics show that there are about 600,000 refugees in Serbia. More than half are ethnic Serbs who fled or were forced out of Croatia or Bosnia. The remainder are Serbs forced out of Kosovo in 1999. Kosovo, officially still a Serbian territory, is administered by the United Nations with a NATO-led force providing security for a population that is 90% ethnic Albanian. The U.S. Committee for Refugees says 235,000 of the refugees in Serbia are from Kosovo. Marijana Obradovic, a refugee specialist at Belgrade Helsinki Committee for Human Rights, says there's been almost no progress towards repatriating the Kosovo Serbs.
For example, in Kosovo, this is the most difficult situation. You know, the security problem is not solved yet, so it's not just property or job, but it's also, I think, the biggest problem and biggest issue are security.
Kosovo's Albanians, who themselves were brutally forced out of the territory by Slobodan Milosevic's regime and then returned after NATO's military victory, don't want the Serbs to come back. The few Serbs remaining in Kosovo still have to be protected by NATO troops. Ms. Obradovic says that concerning Bosnia, there's been more significant progress over the past year. More than 1,000 Serbian refugees, she says, have returned.
The best situation are for people from Bosnia to return in Bosnia because they have, let's say, better conditions for returning. Their flats are not occupied, their property are returned, and they have potential to return. But in Croatia, the situation is not so good because most of people are living in their houses.
Experts say the depressed economy of Bosnia and lack of employment discourages many Serb refugees from returning. The Serb refugees have generally been able to integrate into Serbian society as they speak the local language and have the same culture. However, Serbia's still battered economy is not providing adequate job opportunities. Meanwhile, the Serbian government says it plans to close the remaining resettlement centers over the next year. The government in Belgrade continues to press the United Nations authorities in Kosovo to speed up repatriation and bring an end to the ongoing intimidation of ethnic Serbs. Barry Wood, VOA News, Belgrade.